Welcome to The Impact Factor, how to get noticed, motivate millions, and make a difference in a noisy world.
Ken MacArthur, what can I say about Ken MacArthur other than Ken has become a good friend?
You know a great person when you meet him, and I just want to tell you, he's a great man.
He has amassed a number of experts to speak to you.
Ken is one of those guys that as soon as you meet him, he just draws you in, almost like a grandfather with a chocolate bar and you're a little kid.
And then Ken's also like the mother bird that he pushes you out of the nest even when you think you're not ready to fly, and you actually do fly. So thank you, Ken, for pushing me out of the nest.
All you have to do is just do a Google search on Ken MacArthur, and you can see the amazing reputation this man has.
Hey folks, Ken MacArthur here, and this is episode number 6 of the Impact Factor podcast. Today we're going to be talking about magic motivators. It's a combination of three things: fame, finances, and mission, that motivate most people who want to make an impact. Spend just a few minutes and honestly think about which of the three elements motivates you and to what degree. Maybe you don't want to be famous or wealthy at all. Maybe your sole interest is to change the world. Maybe your heart yearns for the recognition that you feel rightly belongs to the words that you have to share with the world. Maybe you want to be secure financially, or maybe you want to have the riches of Bill Gates and the power to support countless causes beyond your ability to imagine. If you want to reach your maximum potential, all three elements will be a part of your personal impact system. The mysteries of curing cancer can't be discovered without money to fund research. Mother Teresa wouldn't have been as effective without being well known. And if you don't do something worthwhile, all the riches and glory in the world are useless. Given the fact that you need some degree of all three, start figuring out what motivates you right now and what seem to be your greatest strengths. You can start there and build forever. What do you value most in life? What needs to happen so that you can feel like you're honoring your values? I once got a note from Jack Canfield, author of Chicken Soup for the Soul. Now, I love to read. As a teenager, I spent many of my summers making a daily trip to the library, and each day I collected a stack of books that I would hungrily devour and return the next day. At the time, my taste leaned towards science fiction and biographies. Later, I expanded my interests, but I'd never really read books that focused on personal success until Jack Canfield sent me a personally autographed copy of his new book, Success Principles. Now, I knew right away that Jack Canfield had no idea who I was. He was, after all, the co-creator of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, and had developed 40 New York Times bestsellers, including 11 that went to number one. Jack's one of the driving forces behind the development and delivery of more than 100 million books sold through the Chicken Soup for the Soul franchise, which Time magazine called the publishing phenomena of the decade. Jack runs a billion-dollar empire that includes licensing, merchandising, and publishing activities around the globe, and writes a nationally syndicated newspaper column for 150 papers worldwide, not to mention that Jack holds 2 Guinness Book World Records. One is for having 7 books simultaneously on the New York Times bestseller list, beating out Stephen King, if you can believe that, and another for the largest book signing ever. That doesn't even mention his appearances on shows and networks including Oprah, 2020, Inside Edition, The Today Show, Larry King Live, Fox and Friends, CBS Evening News, the NBC Nightly News, Eye to Eye, CNN's Talkback Lives, PBS, QVC, and many others. Talk about impact. Jack has touched the lives, hearts, and minds of millions of people. Still, how can you get a personal note from someone of such importance and not read his book? Jack Canfield had personally written a note asking me to promote his new book, so I read it. Then something amazing happened as I read what Jack had written. On page 22, Jack asked me to take the time to complete an exercise. Please know that I'm that contrary person in the back of the room at a seminar who typically refuses to follow instructions. If the speaker tells me to write it down, I lose my pen. If they tell me to stand up, I tend to quietly move to the back wall and watch the rest of the attendees going through the motions. If they tell me to shout out slogans, I tend to mumble. But completing the exercise was extraordinary. I followed Jack's instructions and answered four simple questions on page 23 called the Life Purpose Exercise. Jack made me stop and think for the first time in years, actually decades, about what was important to me. The impact was unimaginable. If Jack hadn't led me to that moment, my life would have been much different because I probably wouldn't have taken the time for the next several decades to think about what was important. By then, decades would have been lost and countless opportunities missed. Right now, you have a chance to think about your own purpose and your own life goals. Life doesn't have to be a survival exercise. You are achieving goals every day. Those goals might as well be the important ones. You can't focus on the important goals if you don't know which ones they are. Figuring out what goals are important isn't always easy, but if you focus first on why you are doing what you are doing, it will soon be very clear for you. The purpose of Jack's exercise is to help you define your purpose in life. By the end of the exercise, I had defined mine. Now, you may be thinking you don't have a purpose or that you don't have a clue what that purpose would be. You may even feel trapped about putting down a single purpose in life. Don't worry. Your purpose in life will constantly change, grow, and take on entirely new dimensions. Mine certainly did. You just need to start somewhere. Here's what I wrote at the time. Purpose in life: to make a decent living while helping as many people as I possibly can achieve their own goals for a quality life. Over the years, my purpose in life has grown and changed, and it will continue to grow and change as I achieve some goals and abandon others. Today, I focus on helping as many people as I possibly can to achieve their own goals for making a real difference in the world. But let's look at my first attempt. I had to take action on that fateful day, and today you need to start right from the place that you're living, thinking, and dreaming right now. By the way, I still want you to be able to make a decent living. How can you have a massive impact if you can't put food on the table? Here's what I was thinking at the time. In achieving my goal, I wanted to remember three things. Decent. Number two, helping. Number three, a quality life. Decent's an interesting word. There are several meanings, and I purposely use that word because it covers several things at once. The definition of decent reads something like this: characterized by conformity to recognized standards of propriety or morality, free from indelicacy, modest, meeting accepted standards, adequate, like a decent salary, morally upright, respectable, kind or obliging, as in very decent of them to lend you money, informal, properly or modestly dressed. I want you to know that you can make a decent living. What's more, I want to show you that you can make a decent living and still maintain your scruples, keep your ego in check, and still be able to face your significant others without shame when you walk in the door. I want you to be able to walk into your church, synagogue, mosque, or parents' or best friend's house and still be able to hold your head high and be proud of what you have done and how you make your decent living. This is not about how you can make $1 million, although if you do make $1 million or more using these principles, please let me know. And it's not about anything easy. Life is hard. Anybody want to argue that one? I didn't think so. I recently made more than $5,000 in 1 month by putting up one little piece of HTML code on the website. Was it easy? Sure. Took me less than 5 minutes. Okay. I didn't count the 4 years that I spent building up the site that I put the code on. Of course, I didn't count all the countless things that I tried that didn't make me a penny either. Was it decent? Well, that's a harder question. Anytime you make a bunch of money with a little effort, it makes a person who is trying to be decent stop and think. In this case, it was advertising income. I placed some Google AdSense code on one of my sites, and Google paid me a good chunk of change for displaying their ads. That sounds ethical, but maybe the content of those ads didn't make the world a better place. On the other hand, maybe people clicked on those ads and found the perfect tools for making their life better. To be honest, I don't really know whether the world is better because of those ads, but it's something that I want to think about. In fact, I have to think about it if I want to meet my objectives because of that pesky little decent word in my goal and that troublesome phrase of helping as many people as I can possibly achieve their own goals for a quality life. It snuck in there somehow. If step one was setting my goal, starting right now, sitting in my basement, how do I achieve my goal? Clearly, I need to take action. Jack Canfield developed what he calls the Rule of Five to meet his goal of getting Chicken Soup for the Soul to the top of the New York Times bestseller list. Jack's Rule of Five requires that every day Jack do five specific things to move his goal to completion. Now, completing five things a day doesn't sound overwhelming, but imagine this. 5 pages of writing a day equals 7 250-page books in a year. 5 new customers a day equals 1,825 customers in a year. The list could go on forever, but you get the idea. By the way, Jack met his goal. Chicken Soup for the Soul eventually sold more than 8 million copies in 39 languages. How did he do that? He did 5 things a day. Maybe it was 5 interviews or 5 press releases or giving away 5 review copies. Jack did whatever he could, as long as he did at least 5 specific things every day to move closer to his goal. What's the number one problem for people who want to earn a decent living? The biggest problem is that most people read, study, think, dream, plan, and then do nothing. The number one problem is failing to take action in a meaningful way. And there's something even more important before you take action. So what am I going to do today to get closer to my goal? What you do will be different from what I do. But let me make a couple suggestions for you today. Number one, set a goal. Number two, take action on 5 specific things to move you towards your goal. Here's how to set a goal. Decide what you want out of life. Here's an obvious statement that we rarely consider. You will be much happier if you spend your life doing what you want to do instead of what you don't want to do. When the chips are down and you just have to work harder because you absolutely have no choice, what do you want to be doing? Mark Joyner, best-selling author of Simpleology, The Simple Science of Getting What You Want, uses 2 examples, sex and picking up dog poop, when he talks about deciding what you want to do. So what do you want to be doing? Having sex or picking up dog poop? For the record, most people choose sex over picking up dog poop. Maybe those 2 options are extremes, but the truth is still there. You get to choose how you spend your time. Now, I can hear you, the heck I do, or some stronger language depending on your linguistic preferences. If you're honest, you know it's true. Maybe you don't control everything in your life, but you do have choices, even though those choices have consequences. You're not a toddler anymore. If you don't like your spouse, significant other, parents, or roommate, you can move out. If you don't like your boss or your job, you can quit. Will you pay for it? Absolutely. But you get to choose. Let yourself dream for a bit and imagine that you're a toddler. You can have everything you need. You have warmth, food, shelter, love, and you express yourself any way that you like. If you don't like the food, you can spit it out. If you aren't happy, you can scream at the top of your lungs. You have no fear, and if you want something, you head straight for it without even thinking for a second about the consequences. You didn't know kids had it so good, did you? Then as you get older, people start telling you to stay away from things, stop crying, and grow up. That's when other people start imposing their dreams on you. you can't do that. Why don't you think about someone else? Slow down. Stop that. Get a good job. This is followed by, you should really, why don't you, you'd be a better person if you only, I really wish you would. Why can't you? It's time for your dream list. If you really want to get what you want out of life, you need to refocus your thoughts, get rid of all those tendencies to fulfill other people's dreams. It's okay to have your own dreams. Make a list of 100 of your dreams. Yes, I'm talking about an actual written list. At first, it won't be easy, but eventually it gets a little tougher. Don't put any value judgment on your dreams. It doesn't matter if these are good dreams. These are your dreams. Think of it as an I want list. When you get down to, I really want to stop writing this list, you can quit. We'll talk about this a little bit more on our next podcast. But for now, make your list of 100 of your dreams, an actual written list. Remember that it'll be easy at first, but it'll get a little bit tougher. Don't put any value judgment on your dreams. Doesn't matter if these are good dreams, they're your dreams. Think of it as an I want list. And when you really get down to, I really want to stop writing this list, you can quit. Looking forward to talking to you, and we'll talk about goals and how they should be constantly changed. Be sure and subscribe to this broadcast on iTunes. Download the recording, stuff it in your file of learning materials, and let's make an impact together.
This is my first introduction to Ken, and I have to say I think he's an absolutely phenomenal individual. He has felt like he has held my hand, even though he really hasn't, to try and help me move forward in my projects that I'm working on. His caring demeanor is absolutely astonishing.
I would like to highly recommend that you check out Ken MacArthur and anything that he has to offer. Ken has given me some awesome advice. In fact, I consider Ken a legend in the internet marketing arena, and I go to him anytime I'm about to launch a new product or if I need marketing advice or strategic advice. I go to Ken first because I know that his advice is gold. It's pure gold. So make sure that you pick up anything that Ken has to offer. Get to an event of his. You're going to learn a ton from this man. Highly recommended.
And I just want to say that if you ever have a chance to meet Ken MacArthur in person, you have to take that chance. Just drop whatever you're doing, take time off from work, and just go to whatever event he is hosting, because it's just an incredible experience.
The latest and greatest information is always available at kenmacarthur.com.